the Sports Medicine Podcast, brought to you by the Sidney and J.L. Huffines Institute for Sports Medicine and Human Performance in the Department of Health and Kinesiology at Texas A&M University. At the Huffines Institute, we're always working to facilitate, apply, and bring you the most up-to-date coverage of the wide world that is sports medicine and human performance, all in a language you can understand and share with your friends. And now, here's our host, the director of the Huffines Institute, Dr. Tim Lightfoot.
Well, hello, and welcome to the weekly edition of the Huffines Institute for Sports Medicine and Human Performance podcast. We're so glad that you took the time to download us and you're listening. Every week we work to bring you an interesting person in the world of sports medicine, human performance, and usually sometimes general health, and today is no exception. We have Ms. Lee Liebman with us today, who is the program coordinator and member services manager of the Back on My Feet organization in Dallas. Welcome to the podcast today, Lee.
Thank you. How are you?
Well, we are really good today. Lee, let me take a minute and tell the audience a little bit more about you and why we have you on, and then we'll just jump into the conversation.
Right.
So Lee is from Palm Beach, Florida, originally. She has a degree in communication and a minor in exercise science from Palm Beach Atlantic University. She and I were commiserating a few minutes ago about our time in South Florida. But Lee moved to Dallas a couple years ago to work with the Back on My Feet organization in Dallas. And so welcome to Texas, Lee. And let's start off with, tell us, what is this Back on My Feet organization?
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I've been involved with Back on My Feet for a little bit over a year now. And Back on My Feet is, we're a national nonprofit organization actually based out of Philadelphia. And we were started back in 2007 by a woman named Ann Malum. And we use running to help those experiencing homelessness change the way that they see themselves so that they can actually make real change in their lives. Our goal is employment and independent living. And we use running to help get our clients there. So we start with, we ask them to run Monday, Wednesday, Friday mornings early, 5:45 in the morning, and the end goal is that we might see them achieve that employment and housing.
Well, that's really cool. You know, we have had several podcasts where we have talked to people from around the country that are using sports and exercise as a social change media. So it's really cool to see that this is another approach to doing that.
Yeah.
Now, is this something that you always had a passion for doing, or is this something that you've kind of stumbled into? Because we always talk to our guests about how they got into what they're doing, and then we'll come back to the organization in a little bit.
Yeah, you know, I would say I did stumble into it. I was involved with the population heavily in college and typically was involved with weekly feedings and just helping out, you know, with a soup kitchen and various other, you know, homeless offerings in West Palm Beach. And then I actually, you know, to graduate with my minor in exercise science, always had a passion for fitness and helping people, you know, just kind of get back into shape and feeling good. And I also, the other part of me was very, you know, passionate about this homeless issue. And so once I found out about Back on My Feet, those two, I realized just kind of were bridged together, and I applied for the position as program coordinator and did get it about a year ago. And so it's really neat to see the two of my passions come together daily and just to be able to really build relationships with individuals experiencing homelessness and also physically run alongside of them and watch them achieve their goals.
So this is an interesting program, and you mentioned that you take these individuals and you run with them at 6 o'clock in the morning on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Is this a volunteer thing for these people? Do they just kind of show up and say, "Hey, I want to do this"? I mean, how do the homeless individuals find out about it? Do you recruit them?
Yeah, we work here in Dallas with four homeless facilities, and so we are at four different facilities, and I work very closely with their care managers of those facilities to get recommendations from them of their clients who might be ready or interested. You know, we obviously have a criteria. We do have some veterans who have injuries and handicaps, but we do want our runners to be safe, and so they have to be a fit for the program. And they do get recommended once they're in a place where they're job ready and we're able to help them on that journey, then they can come and join Back on My Feet and show up. You know, we ask that they attend 90% of the time. And so attendance is very important with us.
So, and it's not just a running program. After, and when they have been involved with the running program, this can lead to, and you work to lead to employment and to housing for these folks, right?
It can. Back on my feet specifically, we have corporate sponsors, and we partner with various corporate companies here in Dallas, specifically AT&T being one, the Marriott, the Omni Hotel. We work with some other hotels in the area just to bridge that gap of a connection for our clients. And so once they've come and they've shown us, you know, that they're showing up, they're working hard, and they are ready for employment, then we are able to transition them and help recommend them for employment through some of our partnerships.
Now, you had mentioned earlier that this started in Philadelphia, and obviously we're talking to you and you're in Dallas. I see that there are 11 cities nationwide that have this program.
Mm-hmm. Yes, there are. We actually just launched back in October in Los Angeles, and so we are now officially coast to coast, and we're excited about that. It is primarily in the Northeast, and then all the way we are in Austin, Texas, and Dallas for our Texas chapters, and we'd love to grow, but right now we are in 11 cities.
Hmm. Now, let's talk about the impact that y'all have had. So often, you know, we talk to folks about these things, and you say, well, have you had an impact? How do we know this is working? And I'm impressed with Back on My Feet because on their website it's very clear about what their impact is and the numbers of people that they have helped.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, Back on My Feet has had really high success rates, and a big part of that is from the volunteers that run with us, and they are providing, you know, they're challenging our clients with goals. They're setting goals, whether that be running a 5K or if that's getting a job. They all have different goals, and there are volunteers from the community who are coming out Monday, Wednesday, Friday to really hold them accountable to those goals. Mm-hmm. And that's also a part of my job as well, is just to meet with our team. We call them members. Everybody's a member with Back on My Feet. And so we have residential members and non-residential members. And what's really powerful with us is that we want to break down the barrier that stereotypes can
mm-hmm.
cause.
Mm-hmm.
And so we say, you know, we're all runners in the morning. We all have that in common. Somebody might be experiencing a hard time, and then there might be somebody that's just coming out to volunteer. But at the end of the day, we're all runners, and we want to see each other as equals in that. And we really encourage that this is just a transition for them. They are not homeless. We are working with individuals experiencing homelessness. And so a lot of that is that you can attitude, you know, that we tell them, and we want to empower our members that they can, and that this is just temporarily their condition. And so I think that there's a lot of power, and there's a lot of what works with Back on My Feet is the accountability that we are offering, and just the support of, we call it a family, and so we hug. You know, hugging can be powerful, and they kind of laugh at first, but once they really become a part of our family, everybody's hugging everybody, and, you know, we're cheering for each other at the races, and it's just something really special.
So you mentioned residential and non-residential members. What is the difference between those two?
Yeah, the residential member would be the individual who would be living in the facility.
Oh, okay.
And so then the non-residential member would be somebody who's coming, a volunteer from the community, to come and run with the teams.
Oh, okay. All right. And I noticed on your impact numbers that so far it appears that Back on My Feet has helped 3,602 members. And of those 3,602, about a third of those have gotten employment after being a part of the program, and about 855 have obtained housing. That's those are really good impact scores.
Yeah, and you know, we partner with a lot of other organizations here, and so we work together. We work with facilities, and they're helping with employment as well, and we're really proud. You know, we're proud of our members. They're working hard, and they really are achieving their goals.
Yeah. So now in Dallas, about how many folks do you have involved in this at a time?
Yeah, right now we have about 50 members,
okay.
And it depends. You know, we just started our new wave, and we'll have a graduation in July where they'll graduate. And another component of our program is called our Next Steps program, and we partner with a consulting firm here in Dallas in Las Colinas called Accenture, and they do a five-part educational skills for success series for us. And so our members are getting the opportunity to attend a resume writing workshop, a professional image class, and they're also getting that mock interview practice in before they do have an interview with one of our employment partners.
Mm-hmm.
So everything is building up to that job as well. In addition to the running, they're also maintaining that educational piece.
Yeah, so one of the things that we've talked about in the past with podcasts like this is how sport really opens a door to accomplish so many other things in life. And with what you're just talking about with job interviewing skills, that seems like this is another program that is allowing that, gets people involved in the sport, and that gives you an entryway or a gateway to do some other things, to help them with some other things in their life.
Mm-hmm. It does, and they very much parallel that. You know, our members are, they begin to see things kind of through the lens of running, and they begin to see that once they've started something, they can finish it. And whether that be running a block, you know, for those that come in and say, I can't run, I just walk, and then they eventually do a 5K, and some go on to do half marathons and marathons, and it really is that feeling of achievement. And that feeling of really finishing what you started, that I do believe is very powerful. And a lot of that is so much just to attribute to the fitness component. They're feeling better. They're getting up. They're getting out there. They're starting their day with a run rather than, you know, sleeping in. And it's really motivating them to achieve their goals.
So do you have any individual success stories that really stand out to you that you'd like to share with the listeners?
You know, yeah, we have a lot of success stories. I was just at a breakfast this morning, and you know, I met with one of the women in our program, and she came on first day. You know, wasn't a lot of them are very hesitant about the running. They don't know that they can do it, and she came on. She didn't know if she could run, and you know, soon after that, she was running blocks, and then I ran with her a couple weeks later, and we're running 2 miles together around Dallas. And I just began to see her, and so many of them, I see their entire demeanor change. You know, they come in kind of downtrodden, discouraged, and once they start to run, and once they start to see that they can do something they didn't think that they could, and they're being supported by others in that, you just start to really see hope in their eyes. And so for her in particular, Dorothy, we were able to connect her with the Dallas Arboretum. She did have a degree in horticulture and just really didn't have a connection. And she told me that, you know, her dream job would be to work for the Dallas Arboretum. And so I was able to connect with them and eventually connect her. And she went over and she had an interview and she did get the job. And this morning, just to see the joy on her face of she's had that job for about 5 months now. And the excitement of the Dallas blooms and spring coming, you know, and she's still running. And so she is employed, and she just graduated from the facilities program, and so now she's looking for housing. And she's just a huge success in my eyes of somebody who really was transformed. Her attitude changed completely through her ability to run. Mm. And so now we can say that, you know, Dorothy is an alumni member. She's working, and she's still on the team. We say you're always on the back on the heat, a part of the family. But once you, our goal is that they would transition out of their current situation.
And so, but they can continue on and being involved with the program as what you call alumni members, right?
Yes, they can. They're always welcome to come back and run with us, and we have several members that do come back and run after they've moved out.
Neat. Well, I guess I would assume that the self-confidence that comes from this running is what leads to that hope and that joy when things actually start to turn around for them.
Yes, they do. They become extremely confident. They're, like I said, it's that you can attitude. Their confidence just skyrockets once they see that they can accomplish something. And it's really as simple as running. And so it's very neat to see the correlation of the two.
So how do you have members that maybe they want to, how do you handle it if you have members that may want to be involved with the program, but they have physical issues that can prevent them from running, or even they have injuries while they are running or training?
Yeah, you know, we have had that happen. We've had a couple of members who, it's a lot of times not even from running-related issues. One of our members actually had a scaffold fall on his leg, and he was training for a half marathon. And,
oh,
you know, it's just sort of another life lesson, and you're going to have things that come up, and you're going to have things that will derail you from your goal. But to see him still come out, and he has still come to every run, even though he has a boot on his foot, and he wanted to run that half marathon, and I believe that he will one day. But we just encourage them to keep their eyes on the goal, but also listen to their body. We don't want anybody to get injured further by running. And so we do have a lot of walkers. We have a lot of people who come out, and they walk, and that's all that they can do. But that also is just a tremendous self-confidence booster for them to get out, to be able to walk with a team and be encouraged. So.
Sure. What we'll do is we're going to put up the website on our show notes for folks. But are there ways that interested listeners could get involved in supporting or working in your program?
Yes. If you have a chapter near you, we would love to have you involved with the program. The most tangible way would be to run with one of our teams. And so you can get in touch on our website. There's a list of all the local chapters. And you can reach out to the program coordinator, and they will be happy to connect you with a team. And if you are not near a local chapter, we would love to have you help us fundraise. If you're a big runner and you do lots of runs, you can always fundraise for us. And so we can connect you on our site with our director of communications, and they would love to help connect you with fundraising, kind of give you a cause and a purpose for some of the races that you're doing. But if you are in a local chapter area, we'd love to have you come out and run with us. So
what if someone's in a large area and they say, you know, this sounds like a really cool program that we'd like to try to put in place where we're at, say like in the Houston area and so forth. So is that expansion by Back on My Feet, is that a slow process, or is that something that maybe some of our listeners could get involved with as well?
You know, right now we are trying to build where we're at, and I don't know how quickly they're looking to expand into other cities. But you can always send a request in to our Philadelphia office, and I know that somebody will get back to you as soon as they can about where we're headed. And so I can't really speak to that today. I'm not sure how quickly we're growing.
Okay. We may have listeners that want to run, but they don't make it enough of a priority. What would you say to those listeners, those folks that are listening that say, you know, that might be a good idea, but I just, A, don't have the time, or I just can't make it a priority in my life? How would you help them over that barrier?
I would say force yourself, force your body, you know, mind over matter. You get out there, and once you start, I believe that you will see the impact that it has on really your mind, body, soul, spirit, all of it. Running really is powerful. Running can really change your circumstance and change your outlook on life a lot of times and make you feel better. But I would say, you know, sometimes people just say, just do it. You just need to get up there, get out there, get going and do it. So I just did a half marathon this past weekend, and I really didn't want to, but I began to train, and I really began to feel the positive effects of what training for that goal and achieving that goal, how that can really impact your life.
What is your perception about how many of your members that start actually wind up making that commitment to run every day? Do you have a lot that start that don't come back? I mean, this question comes up over and over again when we talk to folks about, in our business, about helping people be physically active.
We do. It is not a fit for everybody. And I do think that there has to be an element of personal desire, and somebody's got to want it. And so for our the population that we work with, I encourage them to come out, but I can only take them so far. There's got to be some motivation from within. And so the percentage, you know, I think we have a pretty high percentage. I would say about 75% that I orient would stay with us, and a lot of that is just them coming out for that first run and really experiencing that family component that we offer to them.
Mm-hmm.
But we do have those that fall off, and that hour is just not in their realm, and so they will not wake up that early. But like I said, you know, you can only take someone so far, and so there's got to be that motivation there.
Well, great. Well, Lee, we really appreciate having you on today and you taking the time to visit with us today. We give our guest an opportunity to give us their take-home message at the end of the podcast. So what would you like for people to remember if they remember just one thing from this podcast?
Yeah, I would say I would encourage you to seek someone out and run with them. If that's physically or running alongside of them in their journey, and you will be amazed just how much that will impact you. And I would just encourage you to take the second look, and no one is ever too far gone. No one is ever hopeless. And so we're big believers in that with Back on My Feet, that everybody can and everybody will achieve their goals. And so sometimes it just takes that second look, and it just takes looking a little bit deeper than what you see on the outside. But I would tell you to go ahead and find someone to run with and help them get to where they want to be.
Super. Great take-home message. Thank you again for being with us today.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.
And I'd like to thank all of our listeners for taking the time to download and listen to us. And as you know, regular listeners to the program will know that it is at this time every week we have the podcast question of the week. And here with the podcast question of the week this week is our producer, Kelly.
What roles do the residential members have with Back on My Feet?
And that's a great podcast question of the week. And so be the first one to send us the answer at huffinespodcast@hlkn.tamu.edu. And you'll win one of our nifty podcast T-shirts. Hurry up and get your response in. There's a great competition to be the first one to get that response in. But don't think you're too late. So go ahead and answer. Send us an email, and you never know. Every once in a while, we'll send out extra T-shirts as well. Again, Lee, thanks so much for being with us this week.
Yeah, thank you.
And thank you all for taking the time to listen. We hope that you join us next week when we have another interesting individual in the world of sports medicine and human performance. And until then, we hope you have an active and healthy week.
Thanks for listening to the Huffines Institute Weekly Sports Medicine Podcast. This podcast was produced by Cheryl Marek and Kelly Selman and made possible by generous support from the Omar Smith family and the Sydney and J.L. Huffines family. This podcast is published under a Creative Commons 3.0 license. That means you can't sell it or change it, but feel free to give it to everyone you know and to talk and blog about us. And in case you were wondering, our openings and closing are provided by johnmilesproductions.com, and our music was provided by Dave Zeltner. Find him on the web at davidzeltner.com. And just so you know, we love hearing from you. If you have questions or comments, please send them to huffinespodcast@hlkn.tamu.edu. From all of us at the Huffines Institute, we hope you have an active and healthy week.